Joined here now with assistant coach Brian Gentry. Well, coach, oh my, what a game. Nice comeback there. Big lead kind of evaporated there in that second half, but that was big for you guys to come back and win like they did tonight.
Yeah, we won. I guess that's that's something. You know, whoever came up with that, you know, you can learn more from losing than you can from winning. They're lying anyway. But, you know, so we won, and there's plenty to learn from this film, you know. So we'll get on it and check it. But, you know, we had them down big, you know, I think at 15 at one point, and you know, we just got to put that, you know, we, right now we don't have that mentality, you know, put people away. We kind of let them back in it, and we're up 15, and then I think we had, you know, carrying over from the second half or the first half into the second half, I think we had 7 possessions, we had 6 turnovers in them, you know, and we didn't even get shot attempts. So definitely that's an issue that they got to clear up. And, you know, some of that's just them being a little lax with the big lead. And the other thing is just not being focused. I mean, they came out, they get that lead, and they're, you know, kind of being loose with the ball. And you know, that's not something they can do. We've talked to them, you know, we are a team that we need to seize every opportunity we have. And we definitely can't give the other teams extra possessions.
And that was a big story the second half there as well, turnovers. And you guys did not have a turnover in the overtime, but you had 10 in that second half. And Southwestern Heights had only 3 in that second half. And both were fairly even, the turnovers in that first half.
Yeah, we had some difficulty with our with some of our defenses, you know, just rotations out of them. And, you know, with the turnovers for us, it was just, you know, they'd come and double out of their 1-2-2 right there. They'd come and double our guards pretty hard. And, you know, a lot of times you probably call a foul, but our guards were kind of making it easy on the officials by getting back on their heels and not leaning into that contact and being strong with the ball. And we talked to them about that. But, you know, in the middle of the game right there, they just couldn't seem to get, you know, aggressive enough to attack that zone. And we were kind of back on our heels, and we were real passive, and, you know, people not meeting the pass completely, just kind of stopping halfway through it. So, you know, definitely a learning experience, but, you know, we did get the win, so that's good. But we definitely got to get better than that.
Well, how about the catch back or the steal and the step back 3 for the tie there toward the end of regulation by Dylan? That was pretty impressive.
Dylan is a streaky shooter, and, you know, he made one, you know, a little bit earlier than that, and then kind of and missed one, and you know, he doesn't shy away from the 3-point line. You know, he's going to put it up there if he's open. You know, still wanting him to be a little more aggressive. He was at times tonight trying to get to the basket, but we need more of that. We can't have our guys standing 15 feet away from the 3-point line playing catch with each other, and we can't just sit out there and let ourselves get trapped and put in vulnerable situations. So you know, we need better play. We need more consistent play from him. It's easy to see, you know, when the shots are going for us, we look really good. And, you know, that was kind of evident in the first half. And then when we weren't getting looks, I mean, we weren't even getting shot attempts. I mean, it wasn't the fact that we were missing threes. We weren't even getting shots because we were turning the ball over. And those things can't happen. They know that. And, you know, they've got to step up their play and improve.
Well, nice thing is you're on the positive side of 500 right now as you go into Friday night's game. It's a road trip to Colby, and Colby, new coach, some new players there, and you know, they haven't won a game yet, but you know, every time they play Scott City, and it's always going to be that way forever, it seems like, because you're always going to get their best shot from Colby.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's kind of the mindset everybody has, you know, regardless of who's on the Scott City team. It's Scott City coming to town, and you're going to get their best shot. You know, I think we took Southwestern Heights' best shot tonight, and you know, handled it well for a while, but then, you know, didn't finish it off very well. But yeah, going up to Colby with, like you said, new coach, we got some film on them, so we'll kind of get after it and look at it and see what we got. But, you know, we spent the majority of the Christmas break, you know, just focusing on us, you know, things that we need to do to get better. And it's kind of hard, you know, you come in and play that 1-2-2, that zone that they were playing, and they're trapping up there. And it kind of takes away from the, you know, the flow of your offense. So, you know, the things that we were working on, even though we worked against a 1-2-2, it still wasn't the things that, you know, we want to be able to do. So, you know, still got some work to do, I guess.
That's right. We're early in the season still. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, it goes pretty quickly here. One game down here in this month of January, and a big win for you guys in overtime, 59-52, and on to Colby on Friday. And Coach Gentry, once again, thanks as always for stopping by here, and we'll see you guys later this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.